Now, what we have said in general, focus on connection, focus on the action with the infinitives, participles, and so on, it holds perfectly for this. Now, however, there is a special thing about imperatives. Now, I'm going to preface what I say. I'm looking at the camera now. I'm going to preface what I say now by telling you that virtually no one else believes me on this next part. Okay? Now, they all happen to be wrong. And the reason they are is they haven't looked at 10,000 imperatives the way I have. And that is that there is a basic difference between the usage of imperatives in what I call a specified case situation and a policy situation. Now, let me clarify this. A specified case situation is just if we've got an individual instance, I say to you, open your book, or get out of the chair, or don't look at me like that. That's a specified case. These are policies. Walk in the ways of the Lord. Love one another from the heart. Let the thief never steal anymore. Those are policy commands. Now, one of, I think, the important things to recognize with the imperative is that there seems to be, if you look at them all inductively, there seems to be a difference in usage whether or not you have a specified case situation or whether or not you are in a policy situation. Now, as I say, most people think this is too complicated. I think the evidence just demands that you make this distinction. Now, let's take a look at what we're talking about. Open your books now. To pages 218 and 219. And look at the top of the page 219. Well, actually, it begins on the bottom of 218, number 1, F1. Use of imperatives in a particular situation or to confront a specified case. A. Here's the first thing you got to say. If you're in a specified case and you're giving a positive command, a positive command meaning I'm saying, get out of the chair, put the pen down. I'm not saying don't do this or don't do that. In a positive command, point number one, focus on the action or aorist forms are normal in this context. Fully 72% of all New Testament specified case imperatives are aorist. How do I know that? I counted every stinking one. So, three quarters of specified case commands are aorist. Now that means that aorist is definitely default mode. That's 3 out of 4.
So on the qualifier, we should.
Yeah, you might want to remember that. All right. Now, when do you have the other 28%, the present? Well, they're all in instances that we have talked about before. And without looking at the morphology or anything, just look what I say under 2A. Demands for continual activity.